If, oh, now, you know, if people were, before they bailed hay, if they just gathered it up, you know, and just kind of put it, they'd say they were putting it in a.
Before they baled?
Okay, yeah, they didn't bale hay earlier, you know, before they were able to bale hay.
They probably said they was putting it in a barn.
Okay, so they put it in the barn, and if they couldn't get it out of the barn, do you know the term haystack or hay rick? Which?
No, but I think I can remember something about a haystack.
Haystack, you probably heard that, right. But that would not be. All right, do you know where would they keep cows, probably?
Well, I think they would keep them in the pasture.
Okay. How about horses? What do you think?
They would be in the pasture also.
How about hogs or pigs?
They would have a little, or a pen built for them.
I just love to ask people who work in the city questions like this because it's so funny. But that's right. It always amazes me that people sometimes know, like, you knew that, you know. I don't know how you'd know that, but sometimes you know more about farms than you think you do. Like, you knew what pasture was. That was going to be my next question. How about an area right? Do you know the term barnyard? Like, area right around the barn? Have you ever heard of it?
A barnyard, I would say, would be where you would have your cows, mm-hmm. and your tools that you use, mm-hmm. for your farming.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Your tractor and your field.
Mm-hmm. A plant that processes milk would be called milk and ice cream and all those different things. Like Coleman's
factory.
Mm-hmm. And the particular kind of factory would be, anything that, well, like where they make milk and butter would be called it. Those kind of products.
Let's see. Dairy.
Dairy, yeah, sure. Some of these questions, but I have to ask, did you ever raise cotton?
No, I picked cotton.
Have you picked cotton?
Sure have. My aunt lived on a farm and she would come get us during the summer months. She lived about, I should say, 16 miles from here. And she would let us stay, and if the cotton was open before school started, we would get a chance to pick cotton, and she taught us how to chop cotton during the summer.
Really? And you look, isn't that something? I would never.
So I got a chance to go and spend about 3 summers with her.
And that just goes to show you, if you ask these questions, sometimes you'll find somebody in the ditch. Well, now if you were talking about cotton, you'd say cotton grows in a,
I would say it grows in a field.
In a field. And what would be the difference to you between a field and a patch? Do you?
Well, I would say, the patch, I guess you would say cotton patch for one reason. They have so many acres just in cotton and so many in a corn, so I guess you would consider it being a patch instead of just a field.
Now,
they say corn fields and cotton patches. I would like to know the difference.
The difference, I don't know. Some people say, I don't know, but that is true.
Because both of them is a certain plot of land, because
they
would have so many acres of corn,
mm-hmm.
and that's considered,
mm-hmm.
as a field.
Mm-hmm.
So many acres of cotton, and that's considered as a patch.
That's true. That is funny. Different people seem to use it in different ways. You know, that's why they have this question. You know, to see that. It's interesting that you've noticed that. Like when people would have fences in their yards, what kinds of fences would they have?
Well, I can recall that my aunt had a wooden fence, it seemed like,
mm-hmm.
and the steps would go,
mm-hmm.
was on both sides. When you get over on one side, it would be on the other side. I think one reason they had this so that the hogs couldn't get out of the yard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't too many people in the country that had.
Yeah. What about here? Now, like when you were growing up here, what?